so there's no Bible Bistro today. If you're an adult, you get to be with us the whole service too. Okay? We're going to turn our attention to God's Word this morning. Before we do that, would you pray this prayer that's up on the screen with me? It's a responsive prayer. Let's pray this together. O God, searcher of all our hearts, you have formed us as a people and claimed us for your own. As we come to acknowledge your and to enter anew into a covenant with you, reveal any reluctance or falsehood within us. Let your Spirit impress your truth on our inmost being and receive us in mercy for the sake of our mediator, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. This morning, we're going to reflect on a passage of Scripture together, and we're going to do it Lectio Divina style. And what that means is I'm going to read a passage of Scripture three times, and that after the first time, I just want you to simply listen. Listen and sit in a posture for you that's comfortable for you, that will enable you to hear and to receive that word of the Lord. Maybe open hands, maybe lap, maybe crossed hands, whatever it is. But that first time, we're just going to listen and allow God to speak to us. Then I'll read it a second time and I'll ask you what word or phrase spoke out to you. Then I'll read it a third time. We'll have a time where we can talk to God about what He is saying to us through this text. The text comes from Lamentations 3. For this first time, just simply sit and listen. Hear the word of the Lord. Lamentations 3. But Jeremiah says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Listen to it for a second time. As you listen this time, listen for a word or a phrase that speaks to you. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. If you'd like, please share a word or a phrase that spoke to you as you listen. Let's listen to it a third time. And as we listen, allow God to continue to speak to us. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. These next few moments, I invite you to spend some time in prayer with God. Talk to Him about how He is using the words or phrases in this Scripture to bless and to transform you. Talk to Him about what you've been thinking and feeling as you've listened to these words. Tell God how you hope this word or phrase or idea will change your heart to be more like His. Use these next few moments to talk with Him about what He's saying to you. I'd like to take some time and share with each other what the Lord is saying to us. How He's speaking to us, how He's blessing us, how He's challenging us, how He's convicting us. If you would like and are willing, please share with the group what the Lord is saying to you through this word. One of the phrases that spoke out to me, I'm going to start, is to the one who seeks Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. So I've been reflecting on this word these past couple of days in preparation for this service. The Lord has challenged me. Am I a seeker of Him? Our kids played hide and seek. Some of the neighborhood kids this Christmas break. And our house isn't that big, but they found all kinds of different places to go hide. But then the one person has to go after them. They've got to go seek them to find Him. And in this new year, this year of 2012, I'm saying, Pastor Henry, are you going to seek me? Are you going to go after me? Their hunger there is their desire. Promises to bless those who seek after Him. Anybody else?
But because of His great love, so many things are possible.
Anybody else?
Can you read that first part where it said remember?
I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me.
Okay, so before I got to the my soul is downcast part, when I heard remember, it struck me as, yeah, I remember that. So it's not in the forefront of my mind anymore, the things that I've struggled with, and that feels like really light and new. So when you read the rest of it, I kind of zoned out there because I'm not wallowing in it anymore. But then when you started reading about the compassions never ending, I thought that's how God wants me to be. So, yeah, occasionally I'm going to remember the things that have troubled me, and the people are still there in my life and they could trouble me, but I'm going to address them with compassion. instead of wallowing.
I was thinking about the same thing. Yeah, and but I was also thinking about so many people that I know that are in that place of wallowing, if you like, and struggling. And it's because of God's great love that we're not consumed. And so I felt really quite convicted about that. Reaching out to people and letting them know that God loves them. And it's because of God's great love that they don't have to stay in that place. It doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. So.
Anybody else?
I am full of hope this new year. And the last couple days, I've been remembering those things, those afflictions that I used to have. I used to be an alcoholic. I used to be a drug addict. I used to be a lot of other things. But guess what? I'm not that anymore. And there's hope. There's real change and life that God has for us. The afflictions that we are in or that we have experienced, God is not going to leave us there. But He does use it. He does use it to remind us of how great He is and how awesome He is and how wonderful His grace and His mercy are every morning, because we need it. This new year, God wants to keep changing me. He wants to keep changing you. But it's not like with condemnation or with like fear or like maybe I'll never get out of this black hole. I used to feel that way for a long time. I was in that gull and that darkness, and I really thought I'd never gonna get out. But I'm out. And he that same God is in your life too, and He's not leaving you alone. And as you pray and you say, God, change this in me. I need help with this. I need help with that. Would you work here in my life? The answer is yes. As you put your hope in Him, He never ever disappoints. So I'm full of hope, and I hope you guys are full of hope this new year, that it just like wash all over, crazy all over the place, okay?
I heard the phrase, the Lord is good to those who seek Him. And I guess I've always thought of that as, if you seek Him, God is good to you. But I heard it in a different way today, and I don't know what the original Hebrew translation would be. But being... rather than the actions of God being reflected in that statement, the nature of God being reflected in that statement, that maybe it's less about what God does for those who seek Him, but could it also be about how we perceive God when we seek Him? That, I it breaks my heart when I hear people... say things that reflect a feeling that God is spiteful or does things, intentionally to hurt people. And I wonder if that shift in how you perceive God has more to do with when you're seeking God. God, oh, God is good. So I'm not sure how it was originally intended, but I sort of hear it both ways now and realize that it's a lot of how we see God is dependent partly on our posture.
Anybody else? invite you to listen one more time before we do some more singing together. Hear the word of the Lord to you. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord.